Thanks for tuning in for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, online kdcountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln, plus an update on the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Program. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchik. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats. We're joined now by Andy Nemchik, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you finished out the season there at the state tournament, 3-2-1A in Hayes this past weekend. You had a couple fourth-place finishers, one there for Beloit with Blaine Harris at 120 pounds, and Zane Colson also finished at fourth at 152 for Rock Hills. But just kind of overall, you had seven state qualifiers for Beloit and then the one for Rock Hills, as we mentioned. How do you feel about the way the kids wrestled here this past weekend?
Well, certainly the two fourth-place kids, we'd hope for better. We'd hope for a higher place out of both kids, but you know, it is what it is. And I think I told you last week that there's no easy, nothing's easy in the state tournament, and there's no guarantees. And all of our kids wrestled their hearts out, every one of them came away a little bit short on their goal, and that's the kind of thing. That's life, you know. But I'm so proud and pleased with the way our kids handled themselves and wrestled. We lost some big matches. Blaine Harris lost a really tough match in the semifinals against the Phillipsburg kid. We led the whole match, and we get taken down to our back in the last 30 seconds and get beat in the semis. Zane Colson got pinned in the semis against the Smith Center kid, and then comes back for third, and we get beat in a close match there for third and end up fourth, and the same with Harris, gets beaten in a really, really tight match for third place and ends up getting beat in the last second of the match. But overall I was so pleased with the way our kids came out. First round in the state tournament, we won 6 out of 8 matches in that first round of the state tournament. Our kids were on fire, and we were getting bonus points. We were pinning kids, and just very pleased. In the quarterfinals, things get so much tougher in the quarterfinals, and we only end up winning 2 matches in the quarters, and then of course we lose both in the semis. But Caden Emmett put together a great tournament. He ended up just one match short of placing. He ends up 2-2 in the tournament, and one match short. Blaine Burks goes 1-1 and 2 losses in the tournament. River Paul went 1-2 in the tournament. Hunter Prohaska, a freshman for us, goes 1-2 in the tournament. And those kids are young kids, picked up some valuable experience being at the state tournament and proving that they could win at the state tournament next year. You know, those kids are going to come back with such a vengeance and realize that they belong there. But just very proud of our kids, and like I said, we placed 2 kids, and we thought we could have placed a couple more, but it didn't happen. We had a great season. We finished the year 7-1 in duels, and just a really great season with great kids, and I'm so proud and pleased with those results.
And we're talking with Andy Nemchik, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. We're going to take a time out here. When we come back, we'll look forward a little bit more to what's coming up down the line for the Beloit Trojan wrestling team here in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit is your local TempStar dealer. Watson Sun offers high-efficiency furnaces to increase your comfort while cutting those energy costs. And to have your existing system serviced, just call Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 738-5529. That's 738-5529. Or stop in at 721 North Mill Street in Beloit. That's Watson Sun, your local TempStar dealer in Beloit.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're still with Andy Nemchik, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, there you alluded to toward the end of that first segment, some of your younger guys are going to be coming back next year. You had a junior in River Paul that qualified for state, and then the two freshmen, Mason Fuller and Hunter Prohaska. And I know you've got some other kids that you feel like are starting to improve that didn't quite make state this year, but were maybe just a win away or so. But when you look toward the future of Bullet Wrestling and some of these guys coming back and who you have that didn't make state coming back? What are your thoughts on how far that group can go?
Well, we are losing 8 seniors off of this team. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say a few words about those kids because they have been the backbone of our team for the last several years. And I'm so proud of those 8 kids. They have proved themselves as excellent leaders and just great kids, and they are going to be very strongly missed next year. We're going to be a fairly young team next year. As you said, River Paul will be a senior next year, and Zane Colson will be a senior next year. Those will be our only 2 seniors, and then the majority of our team will be sophomores, and I believe just 1 or 2 juniors, with Creighton Johnson being a junior next year, and a very frustrating injury for Creighton Johnson because he would have been in the state tournament this year, and I think possibly had a shot at meddling in the state tournament too. So we've got a great team coming back, and even though we're going to be a little young, we've got 5 or 6 freshmen this year that wrestled tough and got great experience that are going to be back next year as sophomores. And I'm very excited about our 8th graders that are 8th graders now that will be freshmen next year because we've got some great talent coming next year with those kids that are, and some of those kids are going to step into varsity positions immediately and just keep getting better every week like our freshmen did this year. So good things are certainly in the future for us, and we're definitely going to miss our seniors and our senior leadership, but we got great things coming still.
Andy Nemchek, coach of the Bullet Trojan Wrestling Team here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us all season long here on these Locker Room Chats, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next year. Best of luck, and we'll chat with you down the road.
Thank you, Dusty. Thanks for your time and support all season.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit.
Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit is your local Tempstar dealer. Watson Sun offers high-efficiency furnaces to increase your comfort while cutting those energy costs. And to have your existing system serviced, just call Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 738-5529. That's 738-5529. Or stop in at 721 North Mill Street in Beloit. That's Watson Sun, your local Tempstar dealer in Beloit. It's time now for an update on Osborn Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
And we're back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborn Bulldog Wrestling Team, joining us. Coach, all 3 of your wrestlers that competed at regionals, you sent them out to state this weekend. A few seniors there for you. Obviously, Roxton Brown at 182 and Byron Roney at 170. Both had good seasons, but they fell short of meddling at state. But Spencer Heiss, I tell you what, that kid had an outstanding season, 44-2. Both losses this season came to the eventual state champion, Dayton Porsche Epoxy. So third place finish there for Spencer. Just overall, what do you feel about the way your kids wrestle, especially Spencer? I know you're proud of all of them, but what a season it was for Spencer this year.
Yeah, exactly. Spencer did a great job this year. Only losing the Porsche, that's the only 2 losses he had all year. It's one of those things where, maybe it'd be nice to get on the other side of the bracket to give a chance. Now, we lost the rest, Weasler last year at the state tournament, so we never seen him this year. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where, been nice, maybe get in the finals and that's a poor set of it, but this way you get in your season on a winning note. So you look at it that way, and that's a bonus too. Because I tell you, the poor kid is pretty phenomenal, and he's good as Spencer wrestled. I don't give the poor kid enough credit for what he's done, training and the things he does. But Spencer had an outstanding season. He had. He's got 145 wins over the 4 years. He's a 4-time state qualifier. He plays twice. The kids he loses to, they're pretty darn good. So like I said, only 2 losses this year were to both the Porsche and Spencer set some records this year for the wrestling history of Osborn. He's got the most pins, which He's got a total of 111 pins over 4 years, but 34 for the season pins is what he's got. And, most career points, he's got that record, 254, and again, the most season wins with 44, as you mentioned earlier. So, no, great year for that kid, and I'm so happy for him. He struggled a little bit in the kids program. It seemed like he'd be the one always get left behind, and he just really came through every year and just did a great job, and yeah, proud of him for sure.
How about Byron and Roxton, another couple two seniors here that put a lot of work and effort in for you over the last 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, same thing. Those kids have worked hard. I kind of did some stats over the whole thing, and Byron ends up with 82 wins on the career and against 42 losses. So, you know, he won a lot for us, and I was so happy he just got to be the state qualifier and 1 point away from getting a medal this year. So, you know, that's another thing that, you know, just we talked about all year and the last probably couple, 3 years is Byron has to do certain things to get past that hump and you know, get that medal. And he did, like I say, he had a great match against the Brooks kid from Beloit, another great wrestler. So he got past him and, like I say, came up against the Ellsworth kid and ended up being 1-0, I think, if I remember correctly, and just came up short. But, yeah, he's just a great kid. Byron's a kid that, you know, he talks to everybody, he wrestles, and everybody else around him. So just it's kind of, you know, neat the friendships he's built over time and watching him grow. Roxton, again, same way. It's kind of bittersweet with me, with maybe my son, obviously. But, you know, he came up 3 short from having 100 career wins. It's just kind of a goal you reach for. And, you know, it's kind of a story of his, I guess. He got to state twice, which is, you know, pretty good. A lot of kids don't get to do that, but you know, it didn't come up short in the placing wise, but you know, the losses he had this year again were quality losses. I mean, 3 losses were to state champions, one of them from Nebraska, and obviously Peter Pettigo and the state runner up with 1-1 with him this year. So, and Petrie had a good team from Norton this year, and obviously came up short. And then Cruikshank is a good kid from Marysville, so or St. Mary's, I think it is. So, you know, you can't be upset with these guys. They all left it on the mat when they walked off, and that's all I ever asked for. So the total, these guys, you know, I total up some figures here, and they wrestled 430 matches over 4 years, and they won 324 of them. So it's been a fun ride. They've done well, and you know, going back to Spencer, he's a 4-H key award winner, Foxes and Eagles, or just about to get his Eagle Scout award. So, you know, they're just a unique bunch of kids that, you know, do well in the classroom and do well on the mat. And it's been a fun time, I can tell you that for sure.
And we're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Take one time out. When we come back, we'll kind of look to see what the future of Osborne wrestling holds here after the break on Katy Country 94.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rush Art Corporation, SNS Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, one final time with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team this season. Coach, we talked about your 3 seniors going out and the fun ride that they took you on. Now, obviously, with 3 seniors that were competing this year, and that was it here late in the season, I'm sure there's a little bit of unanswered of what's coming up next and down the pipe here for the Osborne program. But what are your thoughts on moving forward now with the Bulldog wrestlers?
Yeah, we gotta figure out a way to get some kids out there and going again. No, this ain't the first time this has happened. Mm-hmm. It seems like they kind of come in waves, and this wave is obviously come and gone now. And so we gotta pick up a few, and we got some down in junior high, and got a freshman. Said he's coming out for an 8th grader, gonna be a freshman next year. Plan on coming out next, and hopefully Tyler Heights gets healed up. He can come back. You know, he started out with us and started out really well. Just got kind of dinged up there at Christmas, and you know, took more precaution, I guess, on that deal. So hopefully he comes back out. But, you know, I think it'll cycle back through again. You got to keep that optimism. And like I said, it was a fun ride with these 3 guys. And the next, you know, 3 or 4 we can get going, it's it's tough being a smaller school, you know, and I'm fortunate to let, you know, the school does let us have the program. And, you know, I do thank them for letting us do it because, you know, these kids, like I said, these are good kids and you know, they might have helped out the basketball team a little bit or whatever you say, but, you know, the basketball team seems to be doing fine without them too. So, you know, and I hope we can keep it going. And like I said, get another set through. You know, the biggest thing I have to do is thank you guys for doing this radio show and you, Dusty, for putting in the time and all the sponsors, you know, that sponsor this because there's so many things in the world. You hear the bad news. It's just it's good to hear the good news, you know, these kids do. And there's a lot of good kids in the area. It's fun to hear about them and you follow them, you know, all year long as we see them in tournaments and things. So, no, I just appreciate all you guys do. And again, thanks for the coverage this year.
And we certainly thank you for taking the time to join us every week as well, Coach. That'll do it for Nate Brown this season. Coach, we'll look forward to talking with you down the road, right?
Yep. Sounds good. Thanks, Dusty.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our wrestling locker room chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
Welcome back to our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, your team competed out at the 3-2-1A state wrestling tournament this weekend, finishing fourth place as a team. You had a couple state runner-ups. Your son Colton there at 152 finished in second and finished his season 43-4, and Avery Hawkins was in second place at 285, finished 45-2 this season. Just overall, an unfortunate event there with Dalton Kuhn not being able to go, and also Joe Stocker because of weight issues is what we're being told there. What were your thoughts of the way the kids wrestled, though, as a whole, and coming up with a fourth-place finish this weekend?
Well, you know, I think every kid that we took down there wrestled well, really well, and I think there's a couple of them that kind of got their eyes open to the big stage of what wrestling and why you train the way that you train. I think some of them kind of left their bags at home, but, you know, they got there and they were able to do some things and hang out with the team and understand that it's kind of a big deal, you know, what we do and the expectations we have in the center and those types of things. And, you know, at this point, Colton couldn't get his state championship under his belt. Same with Baby Hawkins, you know, same with Dalton Kuhn. You know, with Dalton, you know, I kind of figured that score, and I figured that he at least scores 16 points, which puts us, I think, maybe in a tie for a second. And then if he does what I thought he was going to do, we really probably had a shot to win it. But, you know, that's life. And you know, if this is the worst thing that happens to the poor young man in his lifetime, I think he's probably going to be living a pretty good life. So it takes nothing away from him. It takes nothing away from our program. Dalton and Joe are still very, very good kids. It's just an unfortunate incident, you know. They work so hard, and to not let a kid wrestle with 10 minutes later is way underweight. Is it just makes no sense to me whatsoever. I think Keisha's got to look at that rule. I think it was a new rule that was put in this year, and I just think it's a bogus rule. And I guess I better stop there before I get too sure. emotionally attached yeah. to this subject.
We're talking with Brock Hutchison, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, and we'll take a time out here, and when we come back, we'll kind of wrap up the season, look forward to what's coming up next in the future for Smith Center Redmond Wrestling here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
Landmark Implement, your authorized John Deere dealer, is offering an exclusive parts warranty offer. Receive a six-month warranty on all John Deere parts purchased over the counter and receive a one-year warranty on parts and labor when repairs are completed at your servicing Landmark location. Landmark offers an extensive parts and service network, a larger parts inventory, and specialized product support through our trained and certified technicians. Contact your local Landmark Implement today or visit landmarkimp.com.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. We're finishing up for the final time with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, kind of looking forward to your group coming in the future. You did have two kids that finished in fifth place this year that were both sophomores, Jaden Atwood at 132, and Colton Shoemaker had a real good season for you at 34-7 at 106. So it looks like you've got a kind of a foundation in place with some state placers and many other kids that qualified for state that will be coming back as well. So what are your thoughts on moving forward now with Smith Center Wrestling?
Well, you know, those kids did qualify, and we had two placers, and generally speaking, if you do get that taste in your mouth where you get a state medal around your neck, generally speaking, anything can happen. It's hard to take the next one away from you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very well earned by those two kids. I was very, very proud of Jaden Atwood and how he came along. I think he was like 2-13 or 2-11 before the break.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, I don't know, something just, you know, how sometimes a kid just clicks and everything, they put it together, and he just wrestled really, really well. And proud of Shoemaker. Yeah, I'm proud of all of them, you know. They wrestled really well. All year long, we had no problems throughout the whole year. And it's just nice to be a part of a program where you have good kids. And generally speaking, again, you know, you don't generally have bad kids on your team when you're running for a state championship in any sport. I don't care what it is. Generally, they're all good kids. So, and we were in the hunt. So I'm proud of the kids. We got to have, you know, we're losing four great seniors.
Yeah.
And those guys are going to be hard to replace, but, and you probably won't replace them. You just got to get the next guys up and get them ready to go.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for all the time this year. We appreciate it. Congratulations on a fine season, and we'll look forward to talking with you again down the road, all right?
Okay, thanks, Dusty. I appreciate you guys covering us and area teams as well as you do.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
It's time for winter service inspections, and Landmark is here to help. Going on now at your local Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer. Complete three winter service inspections of equal or lesser value, and the fourth inspection is free. That's right, a free service inspection. Tractors, combines, planters, sprayers, gators, and more. Let our trained and certified technicians take care of you and your equipment. Our inspections are not only for John Deere equipment, but for other colors as well. Contact your Landmark service manager for details. Visit us at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference. We wrap up our weekly Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Head Coach Nate Nas. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Hey, welcome back to the Locker Room Chats for the final time this year with Nate Nas, head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. Coach, you sent Trey Barrientos out to the state tournament this weekend for Sylvan Lucas. And obviously, when you get out to state, you're running into very good competition no matter where you're at. Trey went 0-2 for you. But as a freshman, I'm guessing you're pretty proud of what he was able to accomplish this year. And how did you feel he wrestled this weekend despite going 0-2?
Well, you know, it was one of those things. We knew that we had an outside shot going into the regional tournament to make it, and he took advantage of it, and we were thrilled. More than anything, we wanted him to be able to step onto the mat out in Hayes and compete, and man, did he ever compete. You know, for being a freshman, not having a lot of experience on the kind of that big stage, you know, he stepped up really well. Had a regional champion from Osage City there in the first round, and we gave him everything he could handle until we got out of position and ultimately gave up the pin. But, you know, he was really, you know, good, moving well, head position, hand position, really showed a lot of signs of improvement. And then, you know, was pretty upset he was after the match, and, you know, we talked to him and said, you know, like, it is what it is. You know, when you step on the mat, you're either going to win or you're going to lose. And so he did really well, did everything we could have asked for. And then he got himself ready to go. It's tough when you wrestle that first round and then you have that big layoff in between. Mm-hmm. And came back probably about 3 hours later in the first round consolations and wrestled really well again. But, you know, ultimately got out of position and gave up the fall. He is going to be so good. He's got the mindset and he's got the heart. He is so coachable. We were already talking about things that we could do between now and next year to take him to the next level. It really was a lot of fun to watch him throughout the year, and then even just watch him throughout the day on Friday as he continued to progress. He's absolutely one of those guys that you can build a program around. You know, he has just a huge heart, and he is so good when he's working with our junior high kids and helping teach them technique. Ultimately, we would have liked to have made it today, too. Standing on the medal stand would have been great, but we've still got 3 years left, and I'm really excited about the gains that he is going to be able to make throughout the rest of his career.
Okay, we're talking with Nick Noss, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards and Sylvan Lucas Wrestlers. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll kind of recap the season, look forward to next year and what the Leopards have coming back here in 2018-19. Coming up after this break on Katy Country 94.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feed dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats. Katy Country 94, KatyCountry94.com. Nate Noss, coach of the Lincoln Leopards, with us still. Coach, as we said at the beginning there, you wrap up the season with state this weekend, and really looking forward to continuing on here with this Leopard wrestling program. I know that you just had the one senior, Jonathan Ehring, this year, and we kind of talked about him going out last week. But just overall, what are your thoughts about this group moving forward? Again, just the one senior, so you should have some experience back next year.
You know, I really think that we've got a nice core to build around. I'm really excited. You know, we had six kids out, four from Lincoln, two from Sylvan. That's not enough. So that's on me. That's on Coach Knapp. We've got to go out and we've got to grow it. We've got the right kind of kids that people like to be around in the program. We've got 16 in the junior high program. I took over as the club director. I've got Coach Gardner and Coach Johnson running it. We really have a long-term plan set up for this for a lot of continued success. It's just right here, how quickly can we get things jump-started and kind of get things going? And I think Trey going to state was a nice spark that can go a long way for us. It's going to be a big thing for us to get these junior high kids that we have out right now. We go to Smoky Valley today and St. John's Military on Thursday before that season's over. We really just got to pull a big group in, and then we've just got to continue to kind of keep going after kids and get them into our program and share that with them. We've got a lot to offer in our program, and I think if you're not going to play basketball, you might as well come be on the wrestling mat. And so we're going to be out, and we are very proactive. We are very intentional about telling the story of our program. And, you know, we try and have nice stuff. We do a lot of different things branding, promotional-wise, to try and take things to the next level. And I think we do quite a bit, especially at a school of our size. So I think we just got to double down on what we're doing. And the main thing is we've just got to continue to build relationships with these kids, because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that is lasting and that truly matters. And so that is what we really have to offer our kids. And we tell them all the time, I may not be the smartest coach, I may not be the best, but I can outlove any of them, you know. And so that's what we have to put on the table for our kids. And I think it means a lot. I think kids that have gone through our program in the past and kids that have experienced it appreciate it, and I think it means a lot to them. So before I get all emotional sitting here thinking about everything that we do, I better kind of wrap that up. But it means a lot, and it's so much more than wrestling, I guess, is what we do here. And it is a lot of fun, and that's why I look forward to being able to share that with as many kids as we can next year.
Nate Noss, Lincoln Leopard Wrestling head coach. Coach, we always enjoy talking with you every season. Thanks for taking all your time this year, and we wish you the best of luck down the road. We'll talk to you again next year, all right?
Thanks a lot, Dusty. I appreciate everything that you do for the sport and for all of the athletes in North Central Kansas. It's a big deal.
Our Lincoln Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.